is a letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1490. And this is the fifth day of Nisan in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this with all the titles to Yochanan Sheyichya Shecha Rebbeidek, Rebbe Yochanan Gordon. Shalom Uvrocha. The Rebbe said, I received the first donations, the separations that you gave from the fund of the Mois Chitim. Those are for money for people to buy wheat for Pesach. My father-in-law appointed you to be the one collecting those funds. And the Rebbe gives the titles for his father-in-law, and it says that it is known that a tzaddik, especially when we're talking about a nosi, a prince in Israel, when they give over a shalichus, a mission, so together with their giving the job, they also give the necessary powers to fulfill this job, the shlichus. So they give you the koiches to do the shlichus in the most efficient, best way, that it should be most successful, and also with regards to the agent himself. So from this it's understood that this adds to the shliach health spiritually, and naturally what follows would also be his physical health. So basically, having that opportunity gives you the special koiches. So, basically, you know, there's an expression in the Talmud which says, Yehuda v'oid likro, which means they bring an evidence. First they bring it from the verse, and then they bring it from Yehuda. And the question is, if we have a verse, why do we need any more evidence then? What more evidence do you need than a verse itself? But that's called an expression, Yehuda v'oid likro, which means it's additional. So the Rebbe says, I am also, in other words, you're already blessed by my father-in-law, but I want to add my blessing as well, that together with your entire family, may they live proper health, you should celebrate the Pesach festival that is coming upon us, a kosher and a joyful, long life, long days, good years. You and your wife shall get a lot of Yiddish shenachas, Hasidic shenachas from all your offsprings. And for many years, may you stand on your guard in the holy, both as a shoychet ubaydek, as a shoe, and also as a gabai in those matters that my father-in-law appointed you to it. With blessings of all good and celebration of Pesach b'kashrus u'b'simcha. In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5, this is letter number 1491, and this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of Nisan. Hey, Nistov Shuit Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the person asked the Rebbe to organize for him an order in study, what he should study. So he says, every day, the person says like this, every day he studies 18 chapters of Mishnah, and therefore his study is basically a superficial one, relatively speaking. It can't be in depth. And also there's a little bit, very little time left to learn anything else. And he's asking the Rebbe's opinion, is this approach, is this the right study? So the Rebbe says, according to my view, you should continue this good custom to review every day 18 chapters, especially according to your writing, there's sort of almost a vow, but you made a vow about this. And just learn just any, some Mishnayos every day, with more insight, relatively speaking. So you'll have both. And this will also be sufficient time to learning other subjects in Torah.